Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Let's talk about starting a crochet YouTube channel. So YouTube is a fantastic way to get your crochet found. It's a search engine in its own right, and YouTube is owned by Google, which means if you search for something in Google, you're going to get YouTube videos as search results, and they're going to appear at the top of those search results page. So you get two bites of the cherry with YouTube. You get people who search on YouTube itself, and then you get people who are searching on Google, and you get the chance to appear in both search results. YouTube is both an entertainment platform and an education platform. So content of any kind, as long as it's a video, can do well on YouTube. You can use it to entertain people with your crochet. You can use it to sell your crochet. You can use it to educate people about crochet. Crochet patterns, crochet stitch guides, yarn reviews, showing people different hooks, learning how to crochet. The possibility is endless about the different kinds of video content you can create with your crochet business on YouTube. You can show people your latest product line. You can show people how to make your latest pattern. And YouTube now has a host of features to help you make money from that content. You can go the traditional way of having ads. You can now have memberships on YouTube. People can leave you tips and buy supers and all this kind of thing. And now we have YouTube Shorts, which is made to rival the TikTok, Reel, Facebook Stories format. Short videos in portrait view that are quick to view on your phone. All of these can be utilized. And because it's all on one platform, everything can be interlinked. You can have links on the video to other content, links to products on your website. You can put a link to subscribe to your channel, subscribe to your newsletter. Here's my social media links. There's a lot you can take advantage of by using video on YouTube. And how you use it is entirely up to you. Once that content is on YouTube, it's evergreen. It's there forever. It can be found at any time. I've been using YouTube since the very early days of my crochet pattern business. And one of my most popular videos is still one of my very first ones. And it looks terrible. It's absolutely awful. I shot it with my phone under a yellow light. Although the video is a traditional YouTube video, it's in landscape view. The video I filmed was in portrait view because it's on my phone, and yet it's still popular. You do not have to have professional looking videos in order to get views on YouTube. As long as it does the job of what it says it does, people will watch it. Which is all well and good, but how do you actually get started? Well, fortunately, YouTube is free. It is completely free to use, even for a business channel. So there are no upfront costs. And now with phones being much better than they were, both in terms of camera quality and getting it filmed in the orientation that you want, you don't even need specialist camera equipment anymore. So getting started and posting your videos on YouTube is really easy and so cheap. In fact, apart from maybe a few props to use in your videos, there's no cost to getting started. Setting up your channel, you are going to need a personal profile, and then you set up your business profile after that. And if you're posting for your business, absolutely use a business profile, because that gives you analytical tools. And analytics just means that you can see the numbers. You can see how many people are viewing. You can see how many people subscribe, how long they're watching for, what your most popular videos are. And this gives you the information to know what's working well, maybe what's not, what you need to tweak to get you to the all-important minimum numbers. When I say minimum numbers, to use a lot of YouTube's business features, like memberships, like making money from ads, you need a minimum number of subscribers and minimum number of hours that they've watched. So you need 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 viewing hours of traditional videos, or 1,000 subscribers and 10 million shorts views in 90 days. For traditional videos, you have an entire calendar year to get those 4,000 watch hours. But for shorts, those TikTok style videos, you need 10 million views in just 90 days to apply for ads. It's a lot. Whichever method you're going for to get those ads and those other perks, it's a lot. So if you're planning to make money from YouTube just as a platform, there's a lot of work to do. And actually, over in the Hooked on Success podcast membership, my membership with exclusive episodes just for members, I'm going to be talking about how to get your first 1,000 subscribers. So you can join us over there after this podcast at Hooked on Success by going to crochetbusinessschool.com/success, and you'll be able to listen to that episode. And actually, getting to the 1,000 subscribers is the easy part. The harder part is getting the views. But concentrate on the subscribers and you will boost your views a lot. So concentrate on that step first is going to pave the way. Now, to get started, you just need one video. You don't need to wait until you have several. You just need one video. And setting up your channel, you're going to need a banner. So that's the image you see on your channel cover. You need to have an idea of what you're going to post. You can add links on your homepage, your YouTube homepage, of where you want to send people. Mine send me to my Facebook page. They send people to my newsletter sign up. They send people to my website. And you can have all those links in there. You can also create playlists, so videos that have the same theme, you can have in a playlist, and that's something else you can promote. You can also record a channel trailer. So it's where you tell people what your channel is about. I don't actually have one on mine. It's been on my to-do list for forever, but because I promote my videos individually, it's never been something that's made it to the top of my to-do list. But I should do it just to complete my channel. And it's still on my to-do list. But what is important is that you have consistent content. Like any other platform, YouTube likes new content. So you need to be consistent and post things regularly. But you also need to learn how to get your videos found through the search engines, through SEO. And so your videos are not going to get found on either YouTube or Google unless you've got your keywords sorted. What people are typing to find your video. And these keywords need to appear in your title, in your video description, and you've also got a section for tags. So these tags are really handy if the words you want to be searched for get misspelt, and you put them in the tag so that the misspellings still get your video found, which is a really clever tool to help. And these are just the essentials of regular videos on YouTube. You can use shorts. Now, shorts are really popular at the minute, the short form content. But what YouTube lets you do is link the shorts to a longer video. So a great way to promote longer videos, which are more profitable when it comes to ads, is to create several shorts from that one video, which then link to your next video. And great thing about YouTube is that you can link every single video you do to another one and keep people going through your content. You can upload any kind of video onto YouTube, but it needs to be consistent in that you keep producing content consistently and posting it, and you need to do the SEO. Setting up your channel is relatively easy. It's the video content that trips people up, but they don't have to be professional looking like they've been made by a film studio, as long as they deliver what you promise. So if it's a yarn review video for Red Heart, then make that clear in the title. As long as you deliver, it will get views, because there's always people viewing it. There's always people looking for these things. You can show off your latest product line. You can talk about why you've chosen the yarn that you've chosen. There are people on YouTube who are just using it as a vlog, so a video diary of their crochet business, and they're getting views because their followers, they're nosy. Human beings as a whole, we are nosy, and we want to know what's going on in other people's lives. So this content gets found, it gets seen. And you can use it to promote or host stuff, because you can use these videos on Facebook as well. You can use them on all social media channels. You can post a link to it. You can actually download the videos and post them on the channel themselves. So what you post to YouTube, you can repurpose to other channels as well. So what do you need when you're actually setting up your new channel? Well, you're going to need a Google email. So you're going to need Gmail. It doesn't matter if you actually use this Gmail or not. It's purely to create your channel against it. You want to use your business name. You want your business logo. Whatever that is on your social media or wherever you're using this name, it needs to match. You then get to choose a handle, which should match your business address as closely as possible, your business name as closely as possible. And then you get into the kind of details. And nothing that you do when setting up your channel, all of it can be changed later. So it's not final. You can change everything later if you want to. So you don't have to worry about getting things a bit wrong or not being able to change anything, or if you don't have the information right now, it's okay. Set up the essentials and you can come back and edit it later. It's all changeable. The only thing you're not going to be able to change as easily is the name you signed up with. It is possible. It's just not made that easy. And once you've done the series of steps that it presents to you, you're all set up and ready to go. There's no costs. It's all free. And you just have to start uploading your videos. It's really simple. It is easy. What takes learning is how to use keywords and SEO to get your videos found. and learning how to edit. Editing your videos gives you more options for what you're going to post. So if you want to avoid editing and you're trying to film videos all in one shot, so there's no or very little editing involved, you limit your options. Learning how to edit your videos is going to give you a far greater range of content that you can create. So that's something you should look into if you are serious about making YouTube a promoter for your crochet. But the type of videos you post on there, entirely up to you. Remember, YouTube is both an entertainment platform, an educational platform, and is used quite successfully as a selling platform as well. You have all the options. It just depends on how much effort you are going to put into learning how to use them to their best effect and how many of those monetization options that YouTube offers that you're going to take advantage of. So I hope that's given you some good tips for getting started with YouTube and some good ideas. If you want to listen to the episodes on how to get your first 1,000 subscribers, then come on over to Hooked on Success. I'll be talking about how I did it for my business and how it's easier than you think, but it is the first essential step to turning on those monetization features so you can make money from the ads, so you can have a YouTube membership, so you can get people buying supers from you. So come and listen to that over at Hooked on Success. You can join us by going to crochetbusinessschool.com/success. So thank you for listening, and I shall see you soon for the next episode. Bye for now.